Hello, this is Cara Marinucci.
And I'm Erin Johnson. Welcome to our podcast series, Meditation, Music, and Wellness. Today, we will be sharing with you the practice of gratitude meditation.
This is another ancient practice that helps to open the heart towards self and others. In our meditation and music workshops, this is often the last meditation that we present, as it acknowledges what people have appreciated about this day of retreat and also affirms a deep sense of appreciation for the gifts in our lives.
One of the nice things about gratitude meditation is that it can be practiced very simply at any time. The poet John O'Donohue, in his book, To Bless the Space Between Us, writes, "It would be infinitely lonely to live in a world without blessing. The word blessing evokes a sense of warmth and protection. It suggests that no life is alone or unreachable. Each life is clothed in a raiment of spirit that secretly links it to everything else. Though suffering and chaos befall us, they can never quench that inner light of providence."
He goes on to illuminate the gift that a blessing can be, the doors it can open, the healing and transfiguration it can bring. We are so very glad to share this meditation practice with you today, which is adapted from Stephen Levine's book, A Year to Live. We will ring the chime to begin and end the meditation. So take a moment, close your eyes, and bring your awareness to your breath. Allow yourself to settle into your body. And if you notice thoughts or distractions, simply allow them to be let go and return your awareness to your breath and your body. And as you breathe in again, just notice the levels of comfort as you soften into your body. Feel this human body you sit in. This body in which consciousness experiences an ongoing sense of presence. Feel the moment-to-moment unfolding of sensation in the flow of consciousness. Feel the moment-to-moment unfolding of consciousness in the steady light of awareness. This body is the laboratory for the spirit. Send blessings into it. Thank it for the opportunities it offers. View the body with gratitude and the appreciation we might have for a simple old vase in which we daily find new flower arrangements. Being grateful for this moment in which to see how we see, to feel how we feel, and to know that we do not know, and that in all our knowing, there is nothing that could not be known on a deeper level. How very fortunate we are to have this moment in this body with some intuitive acknowledgement of that which goes beyond our understanding. Even with the difficulties, even with the confusion, how blessed we are to be here. Grateful for the kindness of loved ones. Grateful for moments of joy. grateful for the clarity that arises even during pain. Grateful for the blessings, great and small. Grateful that our pain is no greater than it is. Thankful for our great heart. Grateful for the sense of presence. Thankful to be living in a world and a time in which the value of compassion cannot be overlooked. Gratitude for simply being. Just allowing the chime to bring you back. Being aware of your sense of gratitude. Opening your eyes. Returning.
Every time I practice this meditation, my heart just feels so filled with joy and gratitude. Stephen Levine wrote, "Gratitude is the state of mind of thankfulness. As it is cultivated, we experience an increase in our sympathetic joy, our happiness at another's happiness. We can begin to feel a growing sense of gratitude for whatever happiness, great or small, comes to those around us. Practicing gratitude increases our appreciation for life. It brings balance and kindness to ourselves. It affirms what Zorba the Greek calls the full catastrophe of life. And in doing so, opens us to receive the wisdoms and blessings of the varied experiences of our lives."
And we are indeed very grateful for the opportunity to connect with you through this podcast, and would invite you to connect with us more by visiting our website, www.integrativemusicinstitute.com. It is in the process of being updated still, so please check back again and again. And you can also find us on Facebook.
And in 2 weeks, please join us again when we will explore the wonderful world of color, symbols, and images in mandalas.
Until then, be well.